Hello everyone, my name is Miss Lalita Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hate Land. My most recent publications is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title, but different subheaders. Well, today's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled, I almost want to say karma, but I'll just begin it with what goes around comes around, reaping what you've sown. And basically the reason why I wanted to label today's Keep It Simple series episode that is because if anyone is familiar with Lalita, I'm very comfortable being open and honest about the things that I went through, things that being transparent, the good, the bad, the ugly, the things that make you want to root and shout for me like, oh my gosh, she made it through that, and things that just kind of want to make you put your hand or slap your hand on your forehead and be like, Lalita, what were you thinking? Como esta? Como esta? And so, so anyone who is aware of the Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea series, the very first book, which is a novelette, was technically supposed to be my last book. Had no idea it was going to turn into a 4-book series. And what brought about that book was when I used to be married and I was being neglected most of the marriage. I don't want to say majority of the marriage, but a good portion of the marriage I was neglected, being the reason why I'm not married now. And so the midpoint of the marriage where I was still being neglected was when I was actually tempted to step out on my spouse at that time because an individual was meeting a need. And here's the thing about it. The individual who was meeting that need, it isn't like as soon as I saw the person, it was like I was instantly attracted to the person or gravitated towards the person. There was nothing about the person physically that would have been something to kind of get my goat. The person was a decent looking man about my age range. He was single, but it was just his genuine kindness and concern and just being a genuine sweetie pie, a genuinely sweet, understanding, kind person. That was what pulled me in, because the person I was married to in the beginning was genuinely kind and sweet or what have you. But that didn't last too long. I'm not saying the person I was married to was the kind that would cuss out women and things like that, but he just literally neglected me like I was just an object and not really a person. Didn't really put much thought into interacting with me. Anywho, once I got through that situation by opening up and sharing with an older family member about what I was tempted with, because it just caught me off guard within the course of the months, I didn't realize that I was being sucked in. And so, anywho, I end up sharing the incident with an older family member who basically ministered to me and shared with me like, look, you know, you don't want to do this. I know exactly how you feel. I've been there. I know how you feel. So I found that as I shared with people what I was tempted with, that was when I found that, wait a minute, the more I talk about this, the more the desire to do something I don't have any business doing goes away. So once I noticed that, I would tell ladies or a group of ladies every opportunity I get, because I noticed the more I shared, the more I did not have the desire to cheat on my husband. So when I ended up writing the book, Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea, once I finished writing that novelette, which was supernatural, completed it in 4 weeks, had it published in 6 weeks, and it has been doing well ever since. That was when, once I finished the book, the first book, the novelette, Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea, once I completed that, the desire to step out on my then husband just completely left. It wasn't even there anymore. Didn't even have a desire to go there anymore. And so I remember sharing on one of my social media platforms by helping another young lady about with her project, and I was sharing how I was tempted to step out on my spouse, and how I actually basically did cheat, but it wasn't physical. I cheated on my spouse emotionally. And some guys may be like, you know, well, whatever, you still didn't do anything. Well, technically, it was like that song, your body is here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. You know, so it's like I wasn't even there emotionally. My affections ended up going towards another individual. And so when I shared that episode with what I was tempted with, there was, I believe, one, maybe two individuals who really wasn't seeing eye to eye with what I was sharing. And they was like, well, why would she be, that just seems stupid. Why would she be tempted to cheat on her husband? Because that's not going to make her marriage better. It's like, of course you know it ain't going to make your marriage better, but that was what I was tempted with, and some people just did not get it. Like, I don't understand how anyone could be tempted to cheat on their husband. It's not going to make it better. It's not going to have them come closer to you, draw closer to you, want to have a relationship with you. You know, I don't understand why women would be tempted to do that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So everyone has their opinion. I get it. But you never know what you will do when you're faced with hunger until you're faced with hunger. So here it is, about what? It wasn't two years later. Then this incident that I'm sharing with all of you, I want to say that happened somewhere around 2013, I believe, somewhere in there. And so I finally shared what I was tempted with around 2016, maybe, somewhere in there. And so I actually shared what I was tempted with years after it actually happened. Anywho, so here it is recently. We're in the year of 2020. And lo and behold, the one who had so much to say about what Lalita was tempted with, here it is, 4, 5, or 6 years after my incident that I was tempted with. Come to find out now, this person is currently the other woman. Yes, that's right. The one who was judging me over something I was tempted to do about 6 years ago, roughly, give or take. That same person is now the other woman. Isn't that something? So when I saw that, then that placed responsibility on me. Like, okay, Lalita, are you going to gloat? Where it's like, see, this is what I was trying to tell you and blah, they splee and blah, blah. Or am I going to use this as an opportunity to not gloat, but to pray God's best for her, that she sees that she is fearfully and wonderfully made and crafted, and that she does not have to yield to the foolishness and the buffoonery of being caught up in a relationship that is not preordained by God to prosper. Not to mention, it is thoroughly not healthy. And so Lalita has taken it upon herself to do the latter, which is to pray peace and comfort and wholeness to this young lady, because obviously there are some things, some steps that she has taken from the time she was judging me that to this point that I'm quite sure 6 years ago she would not have seen herself in this predicament. I'm quite sure she did not. And so the only thing I can do is remind myself what goes around comes around. So I'm going to exercise grace and mercy towards this young lady by praying for her, praying God's best and his peace and comfort and wisdom to get out of that situation while she's alive and have everything intact. Because we just can't have no mess or no foolishness taking place and then she end up losing her life trying to be a side piece. You know, that's just not of God. So, homework assignment. Just evaluate whatever it is you're tempted to disclose or expose or judge a person based upon what they're doing. Now, we're not talking about the Bible type judgment. Bible, there's different things. Bible type judgment, in other words, means discernment. Like, that's an apple tree, that's an orange tree. You're judging a tree by its fruit. If a person is telling a lie, you say, you know, that is a lie. You don't call them, you know, horrible, mean, evil, things like that. Actually judging a person is saying you're evil, you're repulsive, you're disgusting. You're pointing out the person rather than the action and the deed. Bible judgment is supposed to be, I love you as a person, but that action was very unbecoming of you and it was disgraceful. You're not disgraceful, but that act was, because that's not you. That's how that's supposed to be done. So homework assignment, evaluate a situation where you, quote unquote, as the world would say, see someone getting their karma. Monitor your attitude, monitor your disposition, monitor how you interact and engage with the individual. That way you can be sure that should you find yourself in a similar situation, even if you don't yield to it, that you will receive that same grace, mercy, kindness, and compassion in return. Amen. Amen. Well, I hope my Keep It Simple series episode has helped. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on three different avenues. The first is my Instagram page, which is the number 1. _la_Lita. My second social media page is my author page on Facebook, Be Strong, Stay Strong. Last but not least, I do have a web page, which is lalitawilliams.com. That is LalitaWillims.com. Well, and I'm also on Twitter, which is my first and last name. So that's pretty much it. So until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ, because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things, for real.